Solidarity Realty Studio, downtown Madison, Wisconsin. Love the State Street view. Part of the Civic Media Network. Welcome to Outside the Pizza Box. So that means you're tuned in to 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Or you could have the Civic Media app. And if you don't, you should download it. A lot of good programming. And now is the time to fight this war that we have on two fronts. Climate change and fascism. Turn my mic. There we go. Thanks, buddy. Got Casper, the friendly producer, working it. Got Art Paul standing outside. Love that guy, man. We both graduated in 79 different towns. But that's what I mean. I come down here and it's like two blocks away from where, well, where this all began, this venture that I'm on back in 2011. And it's just unbelievable that with all the things, 81% of the world felt hotter than normal last week. 81%. Now, when I say hotter than normal, I mean, we know there's been people triple digits, 110, 115. The ocean at 103 degrees. The coral reef, the only one we have on our beautiful continent, right? That's high at risk, right? Trees going down everywhere. I've been telling everybody to plant two trees this year because it takes a long time for them to mature, right? But every single day, we see roundabouts going up and, hey, we got to, you know, wipe this little pond out and cut these trees down and sprawl, 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 sell this farmland that I grew up on, working on some of these small family farms, right? Mm-hmm. Subsistence farming, basically. Something that you can control a lot easier than these out-of-control CAFOs that we have now. And nothing but big ag everywhere. By the way, in Wisconsin, they allowed some of these big ag guys to acquire permits for high-capacity wells that they can drill into the aquifers if they want and take whatever they want. Go to the lakes, go to the rivers. Meanwhile, in my hometown, Stoughton, still, you know, the fight is on to try and save the river because for some reason, the city council and the mayor think that it's a good idea to take the dam out there so that some clown that isn't even from, I don't even know who it is, wants to have a little whitewater kayaking thing, little theme park there. The river only go down a foot. And I'm just thinking, how can people be so stupid at this time? By the way, if you'd like to call in and participate, 844-967-2789. And of course, fascism in Wisconsin, well, come on. You know, who didn't hear about the Watertown Pride Fest, where a bunch of Nazis, cowards, showed up to protest and get all riled up, provoke, humiliate. Cowards with hoods and sunglasses on. Can't even show your faces. Time is of the essence. And if we can't get our legislators, if we can't, we the people cannot get a movement on to address climate change like they have in other countries where they're already, you know, changing their shorelines, rebuffing them, you know, putting up walls, planting trees, doing everything they can to try and preserve the planet. And meanwhile, here in America, we're worried about which party we belong to and what our values are. And if you don't value the planet, then I guess you probably don't value human life either. And then Wisconsin, of course, Scott Walker had to open his mouth and say that if Donald Trump, first of all, back it up, turn it on the news, and as soon as I see, you know, Trump's been indicted again a third time, and then you know that it's on, right, folks? It's like every hour, on the hour, nothing but Donald Trump stuff. Like, that's what we all need. But to hear these pundits and these so-called journalists wondering if they'll be able to find Trump guilty without a doubt. Will they be able to? And I'm sitting there. It was televised. We knew it was coming in November of 2020. Roll the tape, Lindsey Graham. There's another guy. Just had to open his mouth again this week too, man. These guys are fascists, man. We spent the last, what? I just can't believe this is happening. And nobody's going to do anything about it. And all we talk about is an upcoming elections and what's going to happen here. And so what are we using, climate change to distract people to not see what's going on in fascism, or is it the other way around? We're using fascism so that people don't pay attention to climate change. All of these clowns in the Republican Party. So Scott Walker wants to say that if Trump is found, I don't know how anybody couldn't find these guys guilty, and not just Trump. I mean, everybody that was involved. I don't want to hear these guys on TV, national TV, saying, well, they might get them in D.C., but not these state people. They didn't, you know, they were misled. No, they weren't. They knew what the hell they were doing. We've been watching Republicans in Wisconsin for over a decade now pulling this kind of crap, including your wonderful congressman, Scott Fitzgerald, who, you know, opened the building here in Madison after dark for these fake electors. And they're all, I mean, come on, look at, I'm not even going to say their names. I don't want to acknowledge these people. They weren't big enough. Well, yeah, actually, some of them are on pizza box signs because of this. But I saw a guy standing on the corner today and holding a sign. I thought, well, there's, you know, the guy doesn't look like he's looking for food or anything. No, it's a guy about, you know, 70, 80 years old holding a sign saying we must address climate. People don't even look. Too busy. Too busy. Too busy enjoying what they don't even remember anymore. So Scott Walker comes along this week and says, oh, yeah. You know, if they find Trump culpable, then they must do the same for Chuck Schumer and Bernie Sanders because, huh? Oh, you mean because, you know, Chuck Schumer complained about, you know, the worthless U.S. Supreme Court. Not in Wisconsin anymore. The days of the far right court is over for a little while. Hopefully forever. Or the fact that some guy went out and decided to shoot at the Republicans playing softball. And when Steve Scalise was seriously wounded and other people were wounded and the guy was shot and killed. And because he volunteered to support Bernie Sanders, they decided that's what, Bernie Sanders made that happen? One guy lost it and decided to go after Republicans, and that was Bernie Sanders? Want me to hit the got it there, Chris? There you go. 844-967-2789. Look, Bernie Sanders would never support anybody using violence, and, you know, that's the other thing. People used to, I've heard them calling this station over the years and say, well, what about Pizza Box Mike and, you know, the protests in 2011 for which no officers were assaulted and we didn't break into the buildings or anything. We had every right to be there. When we were there after hours, it was because the legislators were there after hours, right? And as long as they're in the building working on legislation and having hearings and stuff, the building's open to the public. So we weren't doing anything wrong. Then when we decided to just stay overnight and everything, well, hey, look at who the people supported us, you know, teachers, firefighters, police, you know, all different trades, just regular people. Yeah. We're going to get what we deserve. Sheepers. You know, people don't like it when I come walk in the room and say, you know, gets worse by the hour, man. We got to do something. But it does get worse by the hour. And it's going to take citizen action, peacefully. Oh, back to the talking people on Facebook this week that were there and participated. And then looking at a memory that just popped up with Ann Feeney, a folk singer from Pennsylvania that came and supported us. And she died last 2021, I think. COVID as well. Memories, man. It's time to dig them up and put them into action again, folks. We'll be back. Down to the door. Yeah, someday we run you down. Down to the floor. Find out later in the show. Clowns to the left, jokers to the right. That must mean progressives are the people stuck in the middle. Now he's talking about the middle. You know what the middle is. You got extremes, far right. You got extremes of people with wealth that play games with us, you know, instead of, yeah, they play politics, man. They are politicians. And then they whine about each other. You know, you were just playing politics, man. You're just playing politics. But Scott Walker, get back to that clown one more minute here. Right? Here's the guy that wrote a book unintimidated. You know, the guy that couldn't show his face in front of 150,000 protesters. Peaceful. A lot of them, you know, parents, grandparents, my mom and dad were there. That was a cold day that Scott Walker didn't come out and face the crowd at all. Okay, but he referred to Trump. He wants him to show up to the first debate in Milwaukee. He's a prize fighter, he said. Prize fighter. A prize fighter. A rapist that cheats on his taxes, that cheats on everything, man. Lies. Humiliates, mocks the least of us. And he's got evangelicals by the woo-wee. But for Scott Walker to say that, the guy that went down to Iowa in first place, and yes, I take credit for knocking him off that bale of straw. I did it. And Scott knows it, right? He saw me, the people saw it, and then when the Fight for 15 went after him with questions, he just crumbled. Came back Blutarski, right? How do you call him a prize fighter? And Bill Barr, how do you do that? How do you call him grotesque and unfit and all this? Yet if he wins the primary, I might vote for him. That's fascism, people. Well, we got people lined up. Let's take Mark from the sack. You're on, Mark. I think. Uh-oh. Well, keep talking. Are you there, Mark? Yeah, man.
I'm here.
Okay, cool.
I'm here. Yeah, there's some good resources. You're talking about planting trees. There's some good resources out there, even a local one called Prairie Nurseries. And you can actually get shrubs and various native shrubs and stuff, which are pretty good, which are good for carbon capture. That's what amazing in a recent, or I guess from last year, the year before, in Pheasants Forever, they actually had where prairies can actually restore, do a lot of good carbon capture. If you look at little blue stem grass and big blue stem grass, that side oats grama, to name a few, goldenrod, which does not cause allergies. It just, goldenrod shows up on that pollen that causes people to sneeze, but I mean, there's some really good resources out there. You can look up and actually do some carbon capture right in your lawn. I mean, get rid of the turf grass and put in some native stuff, and the pollinators will thank you, because actually some of the milkweeds are really good for carbon capture as well. They got really deep root systems like Blazing Star, their root system goes down like 10, 12 feet. I mean, that, and every year some of the roots die, but that's carbon, that captures carbon beneath the surface. That's why they had such a tough time with the prairies when they're pollinating the prairies, is all the roots they were, you know, tearing apart when they were trying to farm it. It's just a small way of doing something, but it's something you can do. Right in your own lawn, right in your own small lawn, you can do a little bit of carbon capture right there.
Yeah, hey, thanks for calling, Mark. And I'll tell you that if I'm able to secure my mother's home, I'm going to turn that backyard into prairie, and then the year before or the year after, we'll work on the front. But talk about pollinators. I mean, my mom's flowers have been blooming, all her perennials, at different times, and they come back. Then the rose bush spreads and blossoms the new ones. And I was literally watching just like a bumblebee dance. Must have been 30 of them on this lavender. And it's just incredible watching it. And then I actually filmed a swallowtail. And I didn't know that I could use my phone to... Had it how long? Trying to make films and you couldn't see anything you were trying to film. All you got to do is 2x, 4x, 8x if you want. Hey, let's go to Tom in L.A. Got him on yet?
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Yep.
By way of Durand, Wisconsin, I see. Yes. A badger.
That's where I'm originally from. You got it. First, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Even though our government is captured by the corporations, and the word bipartisan means to me that both parties are bought out by the same donors. Mm-hmm. And what I don't understand about the progressives and, you know, Pramila Jayapal was on Tom Hartman the other day, and I was actually very impressed with her when she actually could speak for longer than, you know, 2 minutes, like you see her on some of the talk shows. But what I noticed was that, you know, she was asking, like, being called the Progressive Caucus, and they were asking if that was a good name. I'm like going, why don't you guys call yourself the FDR Caucus? Why is it that we are so afraid to talk about FDR and the promises that he made, how he got Social Security, how he did these different things? Even Bernie did not mention Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And I don't understand it.
I don't either.
I don't understand it, because to me, that would be the person to follow and say, I'm following in his footsteps. I am finishing the legacy that he started. And we are going to have Medicare for all. And we are going to have these different things. But we don't have anybody that's got the cojones or whatever to do it. And I'll tell you another thing. Scott Walker was the one that said to Will Hendricks, how are we going to make this state red, she said. He said, we're going to provide a system called divide and conquer. That's what ruined this whole country, is this divide and conquer strategy.
To the break, Tom.
We are all in this together, and we the people are the government. And
we've
got to remember that.
We'll be back. Hard break.
Two, one.
everybody else needs to get up off their knees and their butts. We got to do something, man. This is it. We can't wait for, like, elections and legislation and, jeez, man, at 844-967-2789. But all this stuff that's going on in the news that doesn't matter, that keeps everybody from just thinking. It's insane, man. I have to turn it off. And believe me, if I want to know what's going on now, I just turn on the local news for, you know, whatever part. And then as soon as they get to Trump, I turn it off. I've had enough, man. It's ridiculous. And so is the Biden stuff, right? No, I don't like nepotism and privilege and access for people, you know, that, you know, their families that serve in D.C. But that's, you know, that's D.C. forever, folks. That's what I've always been against. It's here in Wisconsin. Devin LeMahieu, he follows his dad right in his fascist footsteps. They know what they're doing is wrong. That's what's sick about all this. Some of them don't, right? I mean, we've been dumbed down so far. We got people that just, I don't get it, really, but it's there, right? I mean, people that mock and attack people that are different than them, that are no threat to them. And it doesn't matter. It's like, that's their culture, man. That's their culture war. Ain't no culture war with me. White dude that ain't proud of the heritage because it's embarrassing, man. No, I'm proud of who I am. No, I'm not embarrassed to be white. I'm embarrassed that this white inferiority complex is what drives you guys to think you're better than everybody else. You're not. You're not. But it's happening in every country, right? This caste system where the poor just keep getting poorer and they're... Go after the poor, right? And yet you guys have the gall to call yourself Christians? We're a Christian nation? You better be careful how you use that just in case Jesus does come back. Because I'm okay with Jesus. He isn't the one that preached damnation and fear to everybody. That's the God you guys had. He came here to make the world a better place. No matter where he came from. As it instantaneous. He saw injustice and stood up against it. Saw people that were hungry and he feeds them. Now, some people call me a sucker, but it even happened again tonight. You know, these people walking up and down the street asking people if they got any money. And they all, oh, no, sorry, they got more money than I got. But, you know, they get to me. And no matter what, no matter what you do, what do they want it for? I just made that guy's day. He walked away going, holy, because, a $20 bill, man. But I understand inflation. It's even worse on the street. And he didn't have anything. I can see that. I don't care why he doesn't have anything. All I want to know is why, as human beings, we don't help people like that. We have a system that allows people who cannot make rational judgments for themselves, and I go through this with my best friend, because they have a right to refuse help, or you can't get them into an institution. That's a violation of their rights. And I understand why that applies to, people that are just trying to get rid of somebody. But when you're there and you're like, hey, man, I want to help this person I love my whole life, man, I want to spend the rest of my life with this person, even in the condition that they're in. But with help, she could have quality of life. And so could I, quite honestly. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Right? Gives me more empathy. I got to tell you, I didn't feel too bad this week, man. I was like, because when you cross the streets in America, you better be able to run. The way people drive, they don't care. The way people walk, they don't care. They'll walk through. Cal pulled up next to me and my coworker when a young dude walks in front of everybody through the light and, we stop and she pulls up and says, don't stop for that, dumb whatever. Flatten his ass. We're laughing because she was serious. So they're both over the edge. This is happening all over the place. You can go up and down the street, every town, every state, every country, and you're going to see the same deterioration of the human race. And instead of, you know, this militarization, we should push to demilitarize. This is a bunch of crap. Now, I don't mean like, you know, kick everybody out of the army. We don't need you anymore. Instead of building weapons, we start using the military for diplomacy and infrastructure, right? All that money to try and address climate change and fascism, right? Because if we don't, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not holding out hope. I said years ago, this has already been decided. And it's like, we the people are afraid to stand up and do anything about it. We're too wrapped up in the way the world is now. And it, you know, all you evangelicals, you know, it says be careful of the ways of the world. And there you guys are, following the ways of the world. Not the planet. You're not taking care of the planet that I believe we were supposed to be able to oversee and manage and cultivate and protect for us and for all of future generations. Now, I know some people don't like that, you know, gloom and doom and everything, but come on, man, haven't you had enough of this summer where, you know, half the summer so far we had to walk out into smoke from Canada? Imagine that. You know how many trees they have up there? Do you know what this is going to do to our ecosystem? All the trees and ocean are the primary producers of our oxygen. And also, like Mark said, trees will take some of that CO2 and park it underground. Lots of plants will. But we're everywhere you look. I mean, there's more trees in communities in the towns now, around the houses and streets. As soon as you get out into the country, there's nothing there. That's not good, people. Just because you got a few trees, you know, and I enjoy the shade. I was born in the shade, probably going to die there. Hope so, anyway. On a nice day. Where all of a sudden I find out that, you know, the world has changed and everything that I wanted, this utopia that used to be here, people. It was a utopia. Why are you talking about, oh, you believe in some kind of utopia? Yes, I do. It's better than watching the planet burn and watching humanity just completely come apart. This hate. And watching Republicans project this stuff. Are you kidding me? Weaponizing the government? That's a good one. Scott Walker called the state police on Democrats. Right? Sure. Trump didn't weaponize the government. And then all these clowns that hate his ass for what he's done to expose the upper crust of this society that we live in. Right? This freedom for all and equality and justice for everybody. And by God, we're a beacon for the rest of the world, aren't we? Come on to our shores. Get you a job at a CAFO or a Quick Trip or a Walmart. And the sad part is I see a lot of people that are taking those jobs that are coming here. I'm glad. I'm totally glad we got immigrants coming in that are more than happy to work, right? That's how bad it was where they came from, where they're at Walmart and they're happy to have a job and they're complaining that nobody wants to work. It's because they don't understand. We started a movement in this country that said we need to address income disparity. Oh, I'm glad that it's not 2024 yet.
Unemployment's at a 50-year low right now, Mike.
I know.
How do you equate that with nobody wants to work? You don't get both. You got to pick one, right?
Yeah, it's not that people don't want to work. It's that people don't want to work three jobs to try and make ends meet. And I think that we've moved away from that a little bit. I've noticed that a lot of people are making the $15 an hour, but we still haven't raised the minimum wage, which needs to be done. And the reason why they don't want the minimum wage raised is because then you're going to have to raise everybody else's that's a worker. And these clowns at the top that don't do a damn thing and all they do is just take advantage of people for an income. Let those guys get a job. Legislators complaining that teachers don't work. My mom and dad were, that was what got me in this. Was when Scott Walker decided to go after teachers. That was it, man. That was it. That was it for me. And, you know, my mom and dad fully supported me going to the Capitol and deciding to stay there. Didn't always agree with how I did things.
I took my daughter down there. That was one of the most powerful feelings of my entire life. And now she's 21 years old and has started a family of her own.
Right. And you know what? We need to do it again. We need to do it again. We need to do a movement at the Capitol to fight fascism and climate change and force these clowns in the legislature to come back and address these issues. We really need to, I mean, on a national level, my God, if we don't do something about climate change, if our legislators are not willing to do it, we need to shut stuff down, people. Man, 844-967-2789. Cubs were on a roll till Atlanta came to town. What'd you say there, brother?
Just telling the streamers to pick up the phone and give you a call, brother.
Oh, are they on there? Yeah. See, I don't have access to any of that stuff, and there's a reason for that. I'm just, ADHD.
That's why they're paying me the big bucks,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, yeah. Me too, man. One of these days, I think I'm going to go down to Ian's and see if they want to do some kind of a thing with me with all their pizza boxes. Anyway, people on Facebook were saying, I was there and I remember, and that was a great time, and this is like 12 years ago that people were there. But yeah, I started going through some of the boxes and it makes me feel sad because a lot of the people that signed them are no longer here. And I was hoping that, we'd all see the day. But that's not the way the world works. If you go out through history, the people that lay the bricks don't get to the end of the tunnel usually. They get driven over. I don't understand.
That light at the end of the tunnel is just a train coming to mow you down, my friend.
How about Comer and Jordan? They got the goods on Biden's, right? So they're asking him, do you have this yet? Well, I hope so. Jock Jordan just sitting there looking stupid with his bent nose, man. But he would have kicked my ass in wrestling. That really makes me mad because
I think I could take him.
You'd be surprised, though.
I'm pretty quick for a big guy.
You woke up this morning and you pretzeled Jim Jordan. I appreciate that. Did you pull a jock over his nose?
I'd probably give him a face rake and maybe the Stone Cold Stunner.
Yeah, because, all those guys that wrestled the All-Americans and National Champs, there's no professional wrestling afterwards unless you want to get into All-Star Wrestling. And that's part of the reason why America's where we are, man. It's just... State Street Live, man. A lot of people walking around. It's a nice day. It's a nice evening. People should get outside, go water your tomatoes, man. We got one more segment. We'll be back.
As you
Quit walking in front of me when I'm going through the intersection with my car as you're walking through red. We're going to see somebody get hit down there. Come on, people. Jeez. Yeah, the middle of the road is not the place to be on anything. Yeah, back to TV, right? I say turn your cable in. Just do the digital, whatever, channel 3, 2, or whatever through 80-something. I mean, I'm watching those channels now. That is so bad. I'm watching this and all these old B films. Love that stuff. It's better than the stuff today. It's just too loud and too obnoxious. I'll still watch that. Bang, bang, shoot 'em ups. Even the old gangster ones are good. Man, a lot of good movies. Stuff my dad grew up watching. And everything's just fast-forwarded into a just... Everybody needs to be stimulated by all this stuff. And I'm not there, man. I'm just not there. I don't need any of it. But when I do watch and I see people like Charlie Sykes come on, the guy that, you know, paved the way for right-wingers in Wisconsin. And we're supposed to listen to these guys? And Morning Joe? Yeah, the Republican? They're unaffected by any of this stuff. That's why they can go on there and laugh, and then they go on to, you know, talk about baseball or something else, you know, that's really important for all of us right now. That it's important to us as a distraction from you guys to have sports. It's the other way around. I'm just not seeing any journalism out there. And that's what happens when you become a fascist state, right? You start seeing this media that doesn't cover anything right. I mean, I even remember when the Cap Times used to be, you know, very accurate. And, you know, they wrote a story that I got arrested and the police took my vuvuzela. And no, that's not what happened. Some guy took my vuvuzela. I took it back and the police gave that guy a ticket. But hey, you know, who cares? The guy's a troublemaker. Damn right. Unintimidated, Scott Walker. So I suggest that everybody that can hear me wherever you live right now, right? You start building this movement in your own community. You start finding people and say, hey, what do you think about this stuff? Don't you think we should, you know, make our voices be heard about it? And you're going to pull people in on an issue instead of politics. And then you're going to take that to the politicians and we're going to make them act on it. And if they don't, then what? We vote them out and stuff. But strikes, people. Shut it down. Shut the billionaires down, man. Let their little space, adventures that they're paying for, because they know they're destroying this planet. They're looking for a way out. Who would risk, right? Who would risk all that wealth to build stations in space? They know damn well they're destroying the planet with their greed. And their use of fossil fuels that, you know, oh, yeah, that's another one. The attack on fossil fuels. Oh, my God. They're attacking fossil fuels.
There's only about 50-some thousand people that work in the entire coal industry for the whole country.
Right.
It's not millions of people or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people like everybody says.
No, it's just millions of dollars for a few people.
Absolutely right.
And this destruction of people's health and their environment. And come on, really, it's 2023, and we're going to let Joe Cole Manchin stop us from moving forward on environmental issues. And I just can't believe that they use our tax dollars for death instead of life. You know, if you want to call yourself pro-life, then you should be like, you know, pro-freedom of choice, man. Because that's between your maker, right? Like, you know, I don't go after you guys for making fools of yourselves supporting some orange clown based on religion? Oh, I missed something there. I mean, the guy holds up a Bible upside down because if he held it up straight up, it would have been on fire, folks. It would have been on fire. He's orange for a reason.
Killing in the name of.
Good Lord. Wow, hey, look, we got a caller. I'll let you take care of that. But, you know, time is of the essence. And there are a lot of young people that are doing things. But if we don't do this, like, now, I mean, I don't want it to be just old guys like me 60 years and up, standing on the corner holding signs. I want all of us to be doing that. And I got to tell you, it is a lot of fun. I mean, we were kind of rehashing that on Facebook. Yeah, it was fun because we spiritually, you just feel free that you're going to take your right to stand up, and it just does something to you. Hey, let's go to Mary in Wauwatosa.
Pizza box. I identify a lot with you and your value system. Your concern about people who've been given, in Warren Buffett's words, a short stick in life. And on the subject of the environment, I think the feeling generally is just a feeling of concern out there. If we weren't facing the short closing window that we are, you know, we should be feeling more fear and terror. Keep up the good work, you know. I really appreciate your words.
And I appreciate you calling and giving me a bit of more of a spine and more confidence. I mean, it's the lowest that Antarctic ice has ever been, okay? And you combine that with all these fires and everything that's going on in this, oh my God, this heat wave that won't stop, right? No. Be glad that I live in Wisconsin, for wherever I go, the center of the universe follows me. And we've been quite fortunate. Well, at least where I'm living. We need some more rain, man. Yeah. It's getting late in the game. But I think I've got more time to suffer, so I'm going to apply myself more often. I see they got a new cafe opening soon. The High Crowd Cafe. Oh, sounds like I might have to stop in there. Anyway, Fastest Hour in Radio comes to an end. Down here at Solidarity Realty Studio, Civic Media Network. It's called Outside the Pizza Box because you got to get out and look around you, man. You can't be inside. You have to get out of your comfort zones and do something to make this world a better place for my grandkids, your grandkids, everybody's grandkids, Pizza Box Mike, Casper. See you guys next week. Somebody